In today's business report, what could happen to housing prices? Home prices have risen so much in some parts of the country that even Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan has been publicly speculating about a real estate bubble. If you live in an overheated market like San Diego or New York City, a drop in home prices might not sound like a bad thing, but economists say a sudden decline would strand some people in homes they cannot sell. And the growing use of non-traditional loans could make things worse, NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
That's the total monthly payment.
Right.
Okay, because everyone.
Jacqueline O'Donnell has been living in her house in southern New Jersey since only last November. But on this afternoon, she's already here at the American Home Mortgage Company in Moorestown to refinance her mortgage. O'Donnell has a good reason for doing so. She broke up with the man she owned the house with and needs to transfer the deed. This time around, O'Donnell is getting an interest-only loan, which means she won't have to pay any principal for years, unless she wants to.
Since I'm now in this home by myself, I wanted to just give myself a little leeway so that when it's like Christmas time or birthday time for the kids or whatever happens, that if I come across a tight month, that I would have the option to pay just the interest and not the entire amount.
The president of this brokerage firm, Barbara McDonald, says O'Donnell is a good candidate for an interest-only loan because she already has a sizable amount of equity in the property. So even if she's forced to sell the house and housing prices have gone down, she'll probably be able to pay off the loan. But McDonald says she sees a lot of people these days getting themselves in over their heads, financing all of the cost of the property they're buying and the closing costs as well.
You can now finance 100, 103, 106% of your mortgage, the sales price of the house. If you have 106% financing and it goes down 10%, to stay in that home means you owe more money than it's worth.
McDonald says there are even negative amortization loans these days, which let you defer paying much of the interest you're accruing for a few years. They're so risky, McDonald won't even offer them to her clients. To economists, the rise of creative financing options like these adds a new level of risk to the housing market and to the overall economy. Lakshman Ashathan, research director of the Economic Cycle Research Institute, says many Americans have traditionally relied on the equity in their homes to finance their retirement, and with many of the new loans, they're not doing that.
Nowadays, if you go with these interest rate only, where you're not paying down any of the principal, you're not forcing yourself to save, and then you better have another savings plan somewhere.
If housing prices stay flat or keep rising, that's not a problem. But what if prices go backwards for a while? Economists say that in the short term, a price drop won't matter to most people. They can simply stay in their homes until conditions improve, suffering nothing more than a temporary paper loss. Ashathan says problems develop when someone is forced to move for some reason.
Typically, you would sell the home, pay off the mortgage, have a little money for yourself, and move. Not in this case. If there's a strong downturn while you're holding a very large mortgage, the chances are you would have to pay the bank in order to move. Most people can't do that. They get stuck in their current living situation, and they have very little leeway in terms of their spending at that point.
And people who have taken out some of the new non-traditional loans would feel the squeeze quickly. With many of these loans, payments go up sharply after a few years. That means that a person would have to choose between selling his or her home at a big loss or staying put and facing higher mortgage payments. In that case, some homeowners would have to abandon their properties and declare bankruptcy. That's what happened in the early 1990s in depressed markets such as Southern California and Boston. And Jan Hatzia, senior economist at Goldman Sachs, says that would have a ripple effect throughout the economy.
Now, the risk resides to some extent with the homeowner, but it also resides to some degree with the people who make the loans or the people who end up purchasing the securitized loans in the public markets.
In other words, the popping of the real estate bubble would hurt not just homeowners, but banks and investors as well. Most economists say prices are unlikely to fall unless there is a kind of perfect storm, a slowing economy combined with rising interest rates and an overbuilt housing market. And none of these is on the horizon right now. But as prices rise, the stakes in the housing market seem to grow higher and higher.
To pay the 20.
Yeah, and if you want, I could print you an amortization.
Back at American Home Mortgage Company, Jacqueline O'Donnell says she's not too worried about the interest-only loan she's taking out. She says she plans to keep paying the principal, But even if she doesn't for some reason, she's pretty sure she'll still come out ahead.
With the market the way it is, I mean, it might level out a bit, but I can't see the market crashing in such a way that I'd be, I mean, we'd all be messed up, you know, any of us who are doing any type of buying or selling at this point. So, no, I think I have a really good investment.
That's certainly been the case so far since she bought her home for $475,000 last November. Her appraiser has told her it's already risen in value by 10%. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
The economists at the mortgage lending giant Fannie Mae have been asking the same question that must be on the minds of many people in that last story. They want to know if we really are in a real estate bubble. The answer from Fannie Mae is that it depends on where you live. A Fannie Mae economist made a presentation to the National Association of Home Builders last week. He said the probability of a housing bust has risen sharply in certain parts of the country. Lending patterns over the past year are similar to what happened in the late 1980s when real estate values shot up and then plunged in some U.S. cities. The hardest hit areas then included Southern California and New England. Guess where some of the hottest markets are now? When more people buy homes as investments rather than places to live, that is not considered a good sign. And when more people use risky techniques like interest-only loans, that is also not considered a good sign. But having said all that, the Fannie Mae economist Thomas Lawler also said there is no clear consensus view on the bubble question and that no one can say a bubble exists until after the fact. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.